My name is Evangelista Chekera. I'm from Zimbabwe. I'm with the Zimbabwe Farmers Union and currently the Vice Chairperson for Zimbabwe Farmers Union Youth.
The composition of your organization, how you are a woman, for example, there are other women and young people, maybe?
Yes, so actually our organization has wings. We have the main wing, which encompasses everyone. And then we have the women's wing for specifically for women. And then we have the youth wing, specifically for youth between the ages of 18 to 35. So these youth include both male and female.
Which media do you use in your organization mostly?
Okay, so for everyone, that's the main wing. We have a newsletter that circulates on a yearly basis. But as young farmers, we've become a bit more digitalized and more innovative. So what we've done is we've set up WhatsApp platforms where we communicate. As young farmers, we've built a community via WhatsApp as well as other social media platforms. For example, Facebook. We actually have a Facebook page for Zimbabwe Farmers Union Young Farmers, as well as a LinkedIn page and Twitter page. Those are the main means of communications that we use as the young people. But we also contribute in the yearly newsletter that is being circulated around the country through the main wing. So it's basically what the organization has been doing throughout the year in terms of what the farmers have been doing, the projects we've been doing. And of recent, over the past 5 years, there is a specific portion for young farmers. So you find that in the middle of the page of the newsletter, there's a story about the young farmers' journey from the time they started to up to where they are now. So we have that specific page for them. There's also stories about the exposure of what the young farmers are going through. This is to encourage other young people who can't access the internet because in some parts of our country you can't access the internet quite often. So we share our stories in the newsletter so that they can also have access to the information that we'll be sharing through the social media platforms.
More broadly in the country and in your region specifically, what are the medias of communication that are the mostly used, for example, radio, television, or something else?
Yes, I would say radio is mostly used because it covers a lot of areas without any challenges. For example, in my country, Zimbabwe, radio, everyone listens to radio. But what I'm figuring out is, as young people, we are trying to be communicating more frequently. So we are trying to utilize more of the WhatsApp platforms. Even because Zero of You also belongs to SACAU for the Southern African Confederation of Agricultural Unions. We, as the young farmers, also have WhatsApp platforms where we communicate. So I would say now WhatsApp is our major source of communication. And also, I believe it's because within the southern region, data is expensive, but the network providers have come up with what they call data bundles, specifically for WhatsApp. So it's a bit cheaper to communicate through WhatsApp because we have specific bundles for that.
So also between the members of the organization, you communicate with WhatsApp mostly.
Yes, WhatsApp is easier, and that's the most means of communication that we use.
And also maybe voice to voice, so orally,
Y
meetings, I don't know,
yes, we
or
do.
no?
We do have meetings even in our organization. We can visit the national office face to face. We can actually use WhatsApp voice calls depending on what is needed at the time. And then, as young people, because we want to be together most of the time, we decided to come up with what we call the Learn and Share. It's a monthly event that we have for Zimbabwe Farmers Union Young Farmers. Actually, today there is a learn and share happening. So we come together, we learn on a farmer's farm, a young farmer's farm, and we share experiences as well as challenges, and we help each other when we are on that farm.
And what are the most innovative communication elements that your organization has?
I think for now, we're trying to like fully utilize WhatsApp, like all the features of WhatsApp. Be it if we want to have a meeting, we set up a group call on WhatsApp because it's easily accessible to most of the people, even a video call through what basically it's mostly WhatsApp, because it's you get to communicate with someone then there, regardless of the geographical location they are.
And for the agriculture in general, do you use also technology for agriculture?
Yes, we have quite a number of technologies that the young farmers are now starting to innovate within the union, and it's because they've been having challenges like producing their own produce in terms of analyzing the soil, even pests and diseases on the plants. So what these young farmers have identified problems, and they are coming up with solutions focusing on that. Okay, I would like to share my story. I actually have an innovation of my own for keeping chicks warm, because we never used to have equipment specifically for keeping chicks warm for small-scale farmers. So I actually took it upon myself to do a bit of research, looking at what other countries were doing. I took that research and brought it back home, and just looked at what I have at home and came up with something that mimics the mother hen to produce heat for the chicks so that they don't die early. So it's actually a chick brooding device, and it has three components: a chick brooder, which confines the chicks in a specific area so that they do not run away from the heat source, and then we have the heater that is powered by the biomass briquette, which is a green alternative to charcoal, because previously we used to use charcoal, which is not sustainable to the environment. And then there's a heat reflector that regulates heat right around the brooding area. So this device actually has managed to reduce chick mortality rate by 95%, so much that yes, I'm into primary production, but now I also produce this equipment for other small-scale farmers to utilize. So that's one innovation I can mention. And then there's another that's being done by another young farmer within my province. He managed to scan pests and diseases on several plants. For example, our major crop is maize, and farmers have been having challenges, like if they experience a disease on their maize crop, they have to like go on long distance so that they could get services. But now he created an application whereby the farmer can just take a photo of the plant and then send it through a WhatsApp, and then everything is diagnosed and they can be told which medication to utilize. So those are like the two innovations I can share with you.
This is very interesting. What kind of challenges does your organization face in informing the members in your activities? So if you have any challenge in informing all the members about all the activities,
well,
or if it's always super clear and no communication problems.
Well, I wouldn't say it's all super clear. I think, what can I say? It might take time to reach other young farmers, because some of the places these young farmers live in are not easily accessible. So it might get to a town, but probably that the young farmer might not have access to the internet. So they have to wait a couple of days before receiving that message, because they have to move from point A to point B to access internet. So I think network is a challenge.
Maybe have you thought how to overcome this problem?
Yes, we have, and I feel if we work together with the service providers of those networks, it could help us if they set up maybe booster stations in specific areas where the young farmers are located as well, because it will take time for young farmers to access internet, even if they have the facility to own a phone, but the access to the data is what they are lacking. So maybe working with the service provider so that they can establish booster points in specific areas. I'm saying like the service providers of the network for internet, because you find that in my country there are certain areas where they have like the boosters where you are able to receive the signal, so
Okay.
that you can be connected on the internet. So those boosters are not reachable in other areas because there are few of those boosters. So if we can have more closer to the farmers, yes, so that they can access the internet.